The opinions and commentary expressed on the program you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or its advertisers, but it may weigh heavily on what's between your ears. It's the Krieger Files with Dave Krieger, brought to you by a network of radio stations who care about the communities they serve. Alexa, turn on the Krieger Files.
And it's Monday, the 18th here. Five after the hour, and the one thing the mainstream media didn't report that happened was what some people, what they will go to in great lengths. This happened Friday night last at Dallas Love Field Airport in Texas. Southwest Airlines Flight 2494 was taxiing for departure to Indianapolis when a bullet apparently struck the right side of the aircraft just under the flight deck. The plane safely returned to the terminal after the gunfire, of course. According to the airline, it's unclear how many passengers were aboard the plane or to the extent of damage to the plane, and we hope to God that the investigation. This happened around 8:30 Dallas time last Friday night. So somebody's taken shots at aircraft now. And we can only hope that this doesn't turn into a copycat. This would be a problem. Considering you've got, what, 80 million people? I mean, what is that? A fourth of the U.S. population is going to be traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday. Some of them are going to be using aircraft. And we've got nutballs out there that want to take out aircraft and, you know, I mean, I don't know what kind of weapon they used. Nobody's talking about it. You know, if it was a .308 or a .50 cal, I guarantee you that airplane wouldn't be taken off. You could go right through the flight deck with that because there's more straight line trajectory. But if they were using an AR-15 or AK-47, anything that's using a 7.62 by 39 round, that definitely would not. Because of the rise and fade of the bullet. It definitely would not, even if it did pierce, you know, it's no worse than a .22 or a little larger than that, but it's not a .30-30, that's for sure. Anything bigger, like I say, than a .308 probably would have had the person been calibrating their weapon right, would have gone through the cockpit and probably killed both the pilot and the co-pilot. So you see, this is a thing. We have some very sick, twisted people out there, and there's 2 months left over until Trump gets sworn in. And the Democrats are going to do everything they can to screw with his cabinet appointments. You watch. It's going to happen. They are so mad that they lost resoundingly and lost control of the Senate in the November 5th election. They're so mad they're going to do everything they can to screw with his cabinet appointments. Nope. And see, especially when it comes to the Treasury Secretary, that's got to be the biggest thing. Because see, there's got to be somebody that can stop this issue with the economy and what the banks are doing to us. And Scott Bessent is not the guy. As a matter of fact, Elon Musk has told the former president, you really need to get Howard Lutnick in there because Lutnick is not only a long-time supporter, Bessent is a hedge fund guy. You don't need that garbage. No. See, because then you're pro-bank, you're pro-everything, having to do with the banks have screwed us over. The only saving grace is now even Bernie Sanders is getting behind the idea to drop your credit card interest rate to 10% and put a cap on it for a while till the economy and all of the people in America can recover. Because with this garbage going on right now, and not of sound mind Joe, you know, he's a little short of an outlet on his power cord there. There's a big problem there because he advocated launching weapons, long-range weapons into Russia. Dmitry Peskov and others in Putin's cabinet are basically doing more than saber-rattling. Every day that we get more involved and penetrate Soviet defenses with U.S. missiles? I mean, there's a Soviet warship out there. We don't need a Red October. I mean, there's plenty of Soviet submarines parked off the U.S. coast that could launch EMP attacks. You know, if you just crippled D.C., Vlad, if you just did this to D.C., they would be in a world of hurt. Nobody could function. The government couldn't function. Maybe that's what we need, is for the government not to be able to function. You know, because we got 2 months until the guy that does not have a sound mind gets out of office. Here's the thing about contract law, folks. Don't know if you knew this or not, but see, in order to effectively engage in a contract, you have to be of sound mind. That's one of the five issues involving contract law. The person signing the contract's got to be of sound mind. When you got somebody in the White House that the media and everybody else has been covering up for has got mental deficiencies, guess what? They shouldn't be signing anything. They shouldn't be going anywhere signing bills for anything. They should have been eliminated. But hey, you can't have the 25th Amendment because then Harris would be president. We can't have all that Trump 47 merchandise going to waste now, can we? Now, 2 months is just not enough time to have impeachment hearings and get rid of Biden, so they're just going to let this 2 months go by. But you understand, we are about 2 months away from Trump being sworn in, if he makes it that far. We've got so many people out there that hate him so much. And if you sat down and asked them in a conversation why, they couldn't give you a legitimate reason. Trump never groped them. You know, they just believe the lies. The mainstream media said this is how stupid a lot of Americans are. I'm not saying the people listening to the show or people that are tuning in for the first time are stupid. I'm just saying the reason you're here is because you care about America. You want to see things fixed, especially at the United States Postal Service. You know, see, a lot of people look at this as a benefit because here we have a mail carrier that comes and he or she puts mail in your mailbox or delivers a package to your door or delivers certified mail. Oh, not the certified. Get you to sign for it. It's from the IRS, you know. Now, the USPS has incurred a $9.5 billion loss. You know, they raised the stamp prices, right? It's going to cost you 78 bucks, 77 bucks. Oh, don't worry. It'll be a dollar before too long. It'll be a dollar a stamp. And people will say, you know what? Okay, we've had enough of this. The unsustainable stamp price increases have had disastrous effects on the postal organization, according to the Senate. But this is net loss now for 2024 fiscal. $9.5 billion, and it's up from $6.5 billion last year. $3 billion increase. Even though they raised the price of a stamp. This is just nuts. Folks, why isn't Congress and the rest of America complaining about this? I mean, that's just one classic example. And you've got Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk all saying, you know what? Whole agencies are going to be going away if we got anything to say about it. Attorneys general from 18 states filed a lawsuit against the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission alleging the regulator overstepped its authority to crack down on crypto. Oh, yeah. They've done that. The DeFi Education Fund named the SEC as Chairman Gary Gensler and five commissioners as defendants, accusing the SEC of engaging in an unlawful campaign of regulatory overreach, interfering with state sovereignty, and regulating the digital asset industry. You see, some of these people, some countries out there have actually foiled the CBDC by going out and doing their own asset-backed digital currency. And so, you know, the whole CBDC thing is falling apart. A good thing for the central banks who wanted total control. Not a good thing for Bill Gates who wanted total control. And here's the thing, you know, Gates is now saying, oh, I'll support Trump now that he's, you know. Now, see, Gates needs to be kept as far away from the Trump administration as possible. Because this guy wants to sicken as many people and kill as many people and digitally ID as many people as possible. And the only reason they want to do it is because they want control. Oh, do you remember the nights when, you know, times were tough and the kids sat down to the dinner table and it's like, oh, not macaroni and cheese again. Remember that? A federal judge has ordered Kraft Heinz to face a proposed nationwide class action lawsuit over allegedly defrauding consumers by labeling falsely its macaroni and cheese product as a product with no artificial preservatives. Apparently, they caught them there. You know, that synthetic form of citric acid known as sodium phosphate or sodium triphosphate? Yeah. And then the dyes? Yeah, we'll talk about that, too, because RFK Jr. is after them. We'll be back with more news and more recall after these messages. Stay with us.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
From the ranks of the disenfranchised, it's the government's worst nightmare. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, back in the saddle on this Monday, 18 after the hour. There's been an outbreak of E. coli again. It's infected dozens of people who ate, believe it or not, bagged organic carrots. Oh, my. One person's dead. 39 people infected, 15 hospitalized in 18 states after eating organic whole and baby carrots sold by Grimway Farms. That's two M's, like the TV show Grim. Grimway Farms, according to the CDC. Yeah. Grimway Farms is based in Bakersfield, California. It has recalled the carrots, which included whole and baby organic carrots sold in bags under multiple brand names, including 365, Cal Organic, Nature's Promise, O Organics, Trader Joe's, and Wegmans, among others. Carrots are no longer in the stores, but the CDC is warning consumers not to eat them if you have them in the fridge. Throw away any carrots that fit that description. Check your refrigerators and your freezer. Do not eat those carrots. Baby carrot, imagine that. You know, that one of the reasons why we all want to become independent is for that very reason. We want to be able to grow our own vegetables and exist with our own hybrid seeds. You know, I mean, people like the hybrid seeds. They think they're great, but heirloom seeds are the best, okay? And see, here's the thing about hybrid. CRISPR tomatoes, believe it or not, scientists gene-edited sweeter tomatoes because everybody wants them. There may be no more bland beefsteaks one day. A team of agricultural researchers in China managed to produce tomatoes with as much as 30% more natural sugar than regularly grown tomatoes without sacrificing the size of the harvest. They used the gene-editing tool CRISPR to identify and disable what they call the sugar break genes, two genes that have been found to target sugar-producing enzymes for destruction in domesticated tomatoes. In wild tomatoes, different versions of these genes do the opposite, allowing sugar-producing enzymes to flourish. And scientists think this changed when we started breeding the fruits to grow larger. Oh, they like those big beefsteak tomatoes, don't they? The new CRISPR tomatoes might not make it to the grocery stores for another 3 to 5 years, according to what the team estimated. I just thought you should know that. This is what they're working on. And Lord knows how much other CRISPR technology is going to go into the rest of what they want to put on the store shelves. So what with this 2 months left over that we talked about before, even Tyler Durden at Zero Hedge is saying the same thing I just did, that the cabinet process is going to succumb to some severe attacks by Democrats and rhinos who want to work together to sabotage the appointment process. But Trump's got the ability to force the Senate into recess and make his appointments while lawmakers are out of session, which means Democrats and neocons might not have a choice in the matter. So in preparation for that kind of an outcome, some Democrats are calling for the creation of what they call a shadow government or shadow cabinet Democrat Wiley Nickel of North Carolina cites a similar dynamic used by the UK government in kind of a counterbody political leaders that hound elected officials with policy criticism while offering their own policies as a better option. I wouldn't worry too much about that. We have a lot of people out there. You know, the phrase shadow government, you know, it's all negative connotations for anybody that's heard it. That basically means that the it's a false alternative and a false narrative, by the way. It's the government Democrats think should be in power instead of the government the public actually voted for. You see, we the people need to stand up. We're not done yet. We got to stand up to these people, and we got to tell these people a thing or two and tell them, look, this is the way it is. We want this situation. We voted for this situation. We want our country cleaned up. We don't want to have to go to the grocery store and pay high prices for food. We don't want to have to go to the gas pump and get raped. So while they're talking about Biden's approval of all these missiles hitting Russia, Russia hits Ukraine energy sites with 120 missiles, 90 drones, and a large attack yesterday. Okay. Tit for tat's what it is. And the war continues. Maybe we should do play-by-play, huh? Would that be fun? See, nobody wants that either. Nobody wants war. That's one of the reasons why we've got the people in the Trump's cabinet that we do. But you see, with the 2 months that are left over before Biden leaves the White House, he could put us in a full-scale war. The guy is not, the marbles are gone, folks. People voted Trump in as their savior, which you gotta, man, you gotta stop that nonsense. Trump is the head of the executive branch. He's the commander in chief, all right? He's the one that can take and straighten out the military and tell the people in the Pentagon, hey, this is the way it's going to be. You don't get to do all these things unilaterally and make decisions without my approval. And if we don't want world war, you know, Russia and the U.S., you have to understand, they possess 85% of the world's nuclear stockpile. And I mean, you ever heard of mutual assured destruction? See, this is what they want to, the mainstream media, and that includes Tucker. They want to convince you to be scared and that we have no right to go to the table, have detente, have, you know, negotiations to not do this. But you see, as long as we've got the Democrats, a lot of which are invested in what kind of stocks? You got it. Defense stocks. Because these defense stocks are making money for them. You know, how else do you think they're going in, you know, half paupers and coming out billionaires, millionaires, multimillionaires? How do you think that is? Because they get the inside scoop of who to, you know, what companies to invest their money in. And they're making a killing on these defense stocks because that's what military industrial complex and deep state want, because this is how they stay in power. All this money, and it's fiat currency, folks, but yet, as long as the will of we the people says this currency is good, that's what's going to keep the fire burning. And we didn't start the fire. Remember that song by Billy Joel? Of course you do. So when you get people like Dmitry Peskov, a spokesperson for the Kremlin, saying that any decision to allow Ukraine to fire American missiles into Russia would represent the U.S. direct involvement, potentially opening the door for an all-out war between the two nuclear superpowers. All they got to do is just look at these missiles, what's left of them, see that they were made in the United States and say, okay, here we go. Nobody's understanding, and they all want Trump to stop this before it gets to World War III, and the only way that's going to happen is to take control of Congress by the short and curlies and shake them up. Seriously. There is no other way to do this other than to start vetoing spending bills and eliminating bureaucrat departments, which is what Musk and Ramaswamy want to do. Whole departments gone. You know, when you've got people spending tens of thousands of dollars to study the migrant habits of Polish sea turtles, I mean, this is absolutely foolish and stupid. And here they want to send rockets to Mars and, oh, God. You know, can't we just be satisfied with protecting our own culture? Must we sit there? I mean, it's one thing to launch satellites, but then when the satellites get used to spy on you, oh, what good does that do the American people? So, you know, of course the media is going to fearmonger that there is the chance that we might be in World War III. And the only way that's going to change is if we the people start screaming bloody murder to our Congressy, because Congress, Biden unilaterally did this on his own. Who has the authority to declare war? Congress. Nobody else. Trendaragua, by the way, has infiltrated every major city in the state of Tennessee, according to the Bureau of Research there, TBI, Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. The governor was informed in a budget hearing. This is exactly what's gone on. Trendaragua has infiltrated Memphis, Nashville, Knoxville, and Chattanooga, the state's four largest cities, after first being detected 2 years ago during a human trafficking operation. So now they're going to have to start cracking down on that. Because I'll guarantee you that once Trump gets in office and Holman is in the driver's seat, they're going to be out looking for Trendaragua the very first go-round. And if they want to start using guns against federal agents, well, guess what? They're going to end up being flown back to their country of origin in a body bag. You talk about a message being sent to these countries who emptied out their prisons into America. And by the way, there's something else you should know about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s appointment as Secretary of Health and Human Services last week. All the investors on Wall Street pressed the sell button when Trump announced the nomination of Big Pharma. Stocks took a big hit. Moderna and Pfizer closed down 7% and 5% respectively. Ozempic maker Novo Nordisk lost over 3% of its value. Now that must not, you know, that doesn't seem like a lot, but, you know, truly it is. So RFK, what does he have planned for our future, for public health? I mean, obviously, when he got together with Trump and endorsed Trump, and everybody says, hey, you know what? He just wants to do the right thing. And, of course, the Democrats, there's a lot of them that agree with what Kennedy wants, not because he is a Democrat turned independent turned Trump supporter, but because of the fact that he started up Children's Health Defense and he wants to do the right thing. Well, if you want to do the right thing, how about repealing the PERP Act? That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Get Congress to repeal the PERP Act and make these big pharma companies really liable for all the crap that they did, injecting people with these death jabs. That might help, actually. We'll be back with more news after our national news break. Stay with us.
Taking back America, one consumer at a time. It's the Krieger Files.
All right, 35 after the hour. Thanks for joining us. And, of course, you can hear this rebroadcast on satellite on Global Star 3 at 11 a.m. Central. Of course, we're not taking live calls during that time like we are now. 208-216-6100 is the number to call if you want to chime in on the conversation this morning. The one thing I was mentioning before we went to break is what's going on with the Health and Human Services Department. Because a lot of people, you know, obviously think that RFK Jr. could do some good, but you see, he's fighting Big Pharma. This is a problem. I mean, I understand that, you know, Jay Bhattacharya, that's a hard one to say. He is now the top contender for the NIH chief. That's National Institutes of Health, by the way. He spoke out against these lockdowns, mandates, and I don't know too much about the jabs, but I did sign the Barrington Declaration along with Jay, Dr. Jay. But you see, the thing is that until we actually right the ship, and, you know, I'm looking at the CDC, and what good are they? And the FDA, what good are they? I literally think that we need to cut those agencies' funding way down, and we need to go after Fauci, because he lied, and go after Birx, too. She admitted it in her book. We should hold her accountable. Because you screwed how many businesses? I mean, loss of consortium. I mean, there's all sorts of suits. And here's the thing. The First Amendment, the Constitution. How many people know the five tenets? Can you recite them right now just off the top of your head? Religion, speech. Come on. Assembly. Come on. Work with me here. What else? Freedom of the press. What else? Come on. Redress of grievances. And that means when you got to go to court and you got to get permission from the federal government to sue the federal government, well, wait a minute. What happened to our constitutional right there? See, this is the thing. And when Congress goes out and passes the PREP Act, oh, this is bad, you know, because now it protects Big Pharma, which has been padding everybody's pockets, including the president. And see, RFK Jr. says, look, Americans are being poisoned. I mean, not only is the E. coli situation penetrating a lot of our junk, I mean, you can't even wash your vegetables with bleach because it doesn't get rid of what's inside the food. You could try to cook it off, but you're still going to get sick. Friend of mine in Florida just had a miserable 2 weeks and just got hospitalized because of medical issues having to do with E. coli. And those of you who have taken the jab, E. coli will nail you twice as bad. High fructose corn syrup. This is a problem. You know, why is it that Europe can ban all this stuff, but HFCS 55, which contains 55% fructose, is the most commonly used? You know, the more concentrated formula allows food to taste sweeter with a smaller volume. And they do this to save money. This is what ultra-processed foods is all about. Research in rats found rats consumed HFCS gain more weight than those, and then they turn around with Ozempic and they want everybody to inject themselves and continue to eat junk food. This makes zero sense, as much zero sense as seed oils. RFK Jr. has repeatedly criticized the wide consumption of seed oils. We're talking about soybean, canola, corn, sunflower. Oh yeah, the FDA says, yeah, these are good. Yeah, really? Yeah, they're highly processed using a solvent, often hexane, which is toxic, and degummed by adding water and acids to remove the gums of the oil, neutralized with soda to keep the oil from turning rancid, deodorized to make the oil non-pungent, bleached to remove the color, potentially hydrogenated to keep it shelf stable. Oh, for God's sakes, what happened to tallow? Synthetic food dyes. Tartrazine, yellow 5, red 40, red 2, yellow 6, green 3, blue 1, blue 2, hut, hut. Yeah, all right. Holy smokes. Behavioral problems like ADHD and cancer. Food dyes. Most of them are made from petroleum. Did you know that? And what about BHA and BHT? Butylated hydroxytoluene. Butylated hydroxyanisole. Whoa. Yeah, what do they use them in? Chips, crackers, cereals, pre-made baked goods, granola bars? They prevent oils from oxidizing so they don't get all gummy. But these chemicals affect immunity and they're also carcinogenic. Potassium bromate, titanium dioxide, ADA. That's azo-decarbonate. Some of these things, man, I'm telling you what. ADA, let's just leave it at that. I'm going to sit there and benzoyl peroxide, remember that? Commonly added to flour and milk made for cheeses to bleach the color. FDA approval. You know, see, when you get the wrong people in the driver's seat, this is a problem. Because benzoyl peroxide can also break down into benzene, which is a known carcinogen, at temperatures above 50 degrees Celsius. Benzene is classified as a type A carcinogen, meaning it can cause cancer, for those of you who don't know what that term means. So RFK Jr. would do away with a lot of this stuff and will attack it. He has seriously taken aim at this thing. So, I mean, we're looking at, what he believes. Little will change until the giant or private corporations stop controlling the FDA, the CDC, and the Department of Agriculture. So the whole idea is to get rid of that little merger of mindset and finances. Kennedy has vowed to dismiss officials who lead these agencies and appointment replacements who will turn them back into healing and public health agencies, according to an interview with NBC News last year. FDA's war on public health is about to end, including aggressive suppression of psychedelics, peptides, stem cells, raw milk, hyperbaric therapies, chelating compounds, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamins, clean food, sunshine, exercise, nutraceuticals, and anything else that advances human health that can't be patented by Big Pharma. If you work for the FDA and are part of the corrupt system, I have two messages for you. One, preserve your records, and two, pack your bags. And see, don't think spoliation won't occur. For those of you who don't know the legal term spoliation, it means they're going to have a shredding party on their way out the door. Because they certainly don't want Kennedy, who's going to fire about 600 employees at the NIH and replace him with 600 new employees overseeing vaccine research. They're going to do this for all the right reasons. But the chemicals and the ultra-processed foods, I mean, this is going to be a big thing. 80% of NIH grants go to people who have conflicts of interest. That's got to stop. These vaccines, You know, that's got to stop. Fluoride, well, people are already saying, nope, we're not doing this anymore. Cities are already saying no to fluoride. But this is what we have to go through. We've got to go through a severe shakeup. So, you know, good versus evil. A federal appeals court in New Orleans has temporarily narrowed the scope of a ruling that struck down a Louisiana law requiring public schools to display the Ten Commandments in classrooms, allowing the law to be implemented in the vast majority of the state's school districts. This is the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, issued an administrative stay temporarily halting a provision requiring state education officials to inform all 72 school districts that the law was invalidated. This means that the legal requirement to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms is now blocked in the five Louisiana school districts involved in the lawsuit and may be implemented in the remaining 67 pending appeal. So what do we have? God one, Satan nothing? You see, we still have the powers that be that are evil controlling this. Meanwhile, Oklahoma has purchased more than 500 Bibles for classrooms, according to State Superintendent Ryan Walters, considering the initiative as a push for academic excellence, while critics say it violates the state's constitution. Well, you know what? We need God in the classroom again, folks. This is where America has gone wrong, has gone down the wrong path. We're all given a choice. Walter said the office would protect teachers and students' constitutional rights, citing a case in Skiatook where a city where the Bible quotes are removed from a classroom under legal threat. He linked the office to President-elect Donald Trump's Freedom to Pray initiative, said Oklahoma would ensure that student and teachers' rights to prayer are upheld. Well, there you go. God, too, Satan, nothing. And see, of course, you have, and this is the thing about podcasters. Yeah, this is the one thing, Michael Flynn, I played his clip last week. You heard it. He was encouraging everybody, including podcasters, to do the right thing, get out there and say the right thing. But you see, over the weekend, too, Greg Reese, who reports for InfoWars, which, by the way, that sale has been paused. Yeah, I'm going to come back and talk about that in the interim because there was something wrong with the InfoWars auction. Oh, yeah. It is on hold for the moment. We'll be back after these important words. Stay with me.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Molesting your earballs one more time. It's the Krieger Files with your host, Dave Krieger.
All right, 12 minutes before the hour, we were talking about Onion's takeover of InfoWars. The federal bankruptcy judge has intervened. Jones's legal team came forward and says, hey, wait a minute, the Onion was not the high bidder here. What are you trying to do? These people are trying to clean my clocks, and you're giving this away. The bankruptcy trustee, Christopher Murray, revealed in court he chose the Onion's bid despite it being lower than the $3.5 million offered by Jones-affiliated First United American Companies. Murray explained that the Onion's offer included an incentive from some Sandy Hook families to forego a portion of the sale proceeds in favor of other creditors, making it more beneficial overall. Jones and a lawyer for First United American have raised concerns about the transparency of the auction process and legality of the Onion's bid, questioning the alleged change in the sales process last week after bids were submitted by Murray, who chose not to hold a round of bidding on Wednesday. Murray denied impropriety, of course, and so now the arguments continue. We're talking about a $1.5 billion judgment here that has to be enforced, so I don't know. Maybe what needs to happen is the bankruptcy court needs to get involved in this thing and fix it. Because this whole thing is politicized. We obviously know that. David Icke, by the way, we were talking about podcasting. Greg Reese put out an article last week about the Zionist-occupied government of Trump 47, starting with White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles, Because nobody, you know, Susie Wiles will be in every single meeting, will be like playing mother hen to Donald Trump. Do you believe it? I mean, was she involved, you know, in the committee to reelect Trump? Oh yeah. She was right there. Trump has been owned by Israel even before politics, and how anyone could not see how his fake rebel government was bound to reflect this is testament to the power of cognitive dissonance and self-deception, according to David Icke. The power of being told what you want to hear while refusing to have your delusions popped. This has made vast numbers easy prey for the stars of the fake alternative media who have sold the Trump fantasy, while those pointing out the blatant psyop were branded of the black-pilled bad guys. We wake up now to the calculated one-party political maze of ongoing deception and misdirection, or we follow them to the edge of the cliff. Time to choose. We are the answer, not politics, not Trump, not Musk, U.S. together. So says David Icke. Oh, that's right, baby. That's a world according to David Icke. Isn't that right? He's a Brit, isn't he? Ah. Makes you wonder about that. Yeah, this is kind of a sad state of affairs that we're dealing with right now, because, you know, Americans have been told things, not knowing what to believe. A Winter Haven, Florida, by the way, you know, when RFK Jr. said he was going to go after fluoride, Winter Haven, Florida's city commission has voted to remove fluoride from its drinking water. Well, that's a godsend to all of those up there that don't want to become weak-willed and sick. Huh. You got to love that. So Pennsylvania Democrats have admitted openly to counting illegal ballots in the McCormick-Casey race. Believe it or not, yeah, the commissioners apparently don't care. $1 million recount. Democrat officials in a few blue counties are openly admitting to counting disqualified ballots in defiance of state law and court orders. So what are we going to do about that? I think we need to start prosecuting as soon as Trump gets in office. Yeah, recount my, yeah, well, whatever. Yeah, see how crazy things have gotten, because they're still doing it. They are still doing it. It's unbelievable. In the meantime, for those of you who think the unions are strong, well, General Motors just laid off about 1,000 workers, cutting costs to compete in a crowded automobile market. Worldwide, that is. 1,000 workers worldwide. The workers are mostly white-collar, notified about decisions early last Friday. Few details out, so we're not going to speculate. New EV sales are up 7.2% through September to about 936,000. I can't believe people are still buying into this. People are brainwashed. I'm telling you, they think driving electric cars is great until their car catches fire because their battery sucks. I mean, any number of things. And this is one of the reasons why Musk wants that $7,500 EV tax credit to be removed, because, well, Tesla's been in the market a long time, and look who stands to benefit. Tesla, of course. You think that Elon is going to say something that doesn't benefit him, or do something that doesn't directly benefit him? Huh. Of course not. Now, do you think it's right that RFK, and you think Congress should repeal the PREP Act so we can start suing pharma into the ground and start suing the government that was responsible for this and going after Fauci and suing his, taking his millions away from him? Be interesting, wouldn't it? All right, 208-216-6100, the number to call. Going to the phone lines. Brady, you're first up this morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. You brought up what David Icke was saying about the Zionists, and Donald Trump is proud to say his new name is Zion Don. Also, you got Peter Hegseth, the guy who is going to be in charge of the defense there. He said right now in America, in the United States, you're going to have to like Zionism, because that's what's coming for you. So, and you just mentioned the lady that's in charge, Mother Hen. I forgot her last name, but
Susie Wiles.
She's an absolute total Zionist. So we're 3-for-3 on some of these ones. The one thing I don't like is what's happening with, we've been saying for over a year, once you launch long-range missiles into Moscow, Vlad's going to nuke D.C. He's going to take out parts of the U.K., France, Britain. Who knows where he's going to hit, because that's the final straw. He's already allowed it to happen so many times, but what they're trying to target now, they're using the HIMAR rocket systems and they're going after the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. They want to create a dirty bomb that goes off inside of Russia. That's what we have in store for us for the next couple months before Zion Don takes office.
Well, no doubt. But, I mean, Michael Yon just put a post up, and Yon was quoting David Icke, and basically he's saying, no, Rebecca, I'm saying the tens of millions who voted for Trump would be far better refusing to cooperate with their own enslavement instead of handling that power to a cult-owned, Israel-owned fraud. I mean, David Icke and all these people, I mean, these are supposed to be the alt-media. And, of course, you know, it says the only cult a man never sees is a cult he's in. This is Michael Yon reporting, you know, we've reached a level of psych and capital industry control information war, which cult masters can instantly form and influence cults. Drone murmurations, they call it.
You know, one thing,
oligarchical structures.
Just like what you're talking about, the propaganda and how these elites are just basically hitting us with a barrage of BS. Every morning we wake up to a barrage of BS. There's not one thing that you see on American news that is truthful. Just like they tell you that all them people are getting sick from the McDonald's burgers and it's from slivered onions. You know, this morning you wake up and what is it? The carrots. And absolutely, they're organic too. Even better. So you got two sources. Now you're baffling the public again, saying it's coming from onions and carrots. Come on, folks. It's in the meat. Come on, wake up.
It's going to be everywhere. I appreciate your call, Brady. Thanks so much. Continuing on, Yon's conversation basically said that cult versus cult is nothing new. It's literally biblical. Today, the capacities and speeds are much far more intense. And why is that? Because of technocracy. Cult members can readily see enemy cults, but cult members do not see cults that capture their own minds. In Belfast, Ireland, many remain miles. We got miles of high walls separating Protestants from Catholics. I have been there. I have seen it. They locked the gates at 10 p.m. In Baghdad, Iraq, Yon was present when miles of walls were installed to separate Sunni from Shia. And, of course, now this is Yon saying Trump is not a cult leader. He's a condom. Trump is used condom for the real forces. Trump will be discarded and replaced by another condom, perhaps by a foreign-born savior. As a drone murmuration, the cult will rush to rewrite the Constitution. The cults say they will not. But they're in a cult they do not see. You know, cults say they will not, but they're in a cult they do not see. Remember that. Good people are captured in terrible cults by people who study the dark arts and apply those satanic ways. Audiences are captured, rented, and even sold to advertisers. Holy smokes. Yeah, what do we need? We need satellites, brain scans, a million deep core historical samples to even start building a map. We were born into a collective global jungle, a dark jungle on a rainy night, beside the dim light of a cooking fire to parents whose knowledge of the jungle is handed down through stories told for the ages around the same small cooking fire. Boo! The PSYOP is so vast, no man actually knows the beginning and the end or any of the edges where his campfire sits in relation to the world. Then, of course, in the post, there's a picture of Trump holding a needle saying, I'm the father of the vaccine. Oh, my. When you have stuff like this going on, besides the divisiveness, I mean, is there any hope for America? You know, Biden has an economic time bomb in play right now because of the insane neo-Keynesian policies implemented by their administration, which have created persistent inflation, record levels of debt, to objectives to bloat gross domestic product and jobs with public spending and government jobs. That is what we have here. Inflation due to out-of-control government and currency printing. Out-of-control spending. Spending, spending, spending. This has to stop, folks. And Biden's got 2 months to wreck our country. Is he going to do it? We don't know. We'll be back tomorrow to further our discussions here in the Krieger Files. In the meantime, stay safe. Go shop uscoincapital.com. Stock up on gold and silver while you can. God bless you and God bless the United States of America. See you tomorrow.